thanks for allowing me the time to talk to you.
Yeah.
I've already told you I do the gig guides for UKCountryRadio.com, and I read out your name.
Yeah.
Oh, every day of the week, it seems. On the email I asked you, have you got time for any proper jobs, or is it...
No, we just do this all full time.
Do you really?
Yeah, up and down the country, all over Europe, really.
Yeah, and you're also at the Moortown Social Club, aren't you?
We run a country music club there.
Yeah.
The first Wednesday of every month.
Uh-huh.
And we try to book different acts. We try and put live bands on. Instead of us doing it, you try and get live bands to do it.
Yeah.
And it's going well. It's a good night. Mainly listening crowd, but these are dance floors, people to dance.
I noticed on the website you talk about doing a whole variety of music.
Yeah.
To suit all sorts of listeners or dancers. That's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you need to cater for
country music's so big, isn't it? Country music's like... It's a bit bluegrass, Cajun, line dancing, listening, try and do something for everybody. So.
But not only that, you'll prepare backing tracks for any other kind of music too, won't you?
Yeah, we do backing tracks for all sorts really, so that's in spare time really, when we're not working. So
When we're not working.
Yeah, that's when we've got time to do it.
You're over in the Algarve next year, aren't you?
That's right,
next year.
Yeah, we're doing a week over there with Speed Limit. Speed Limit, a country duo from Lincoln, Lincolnshire area, I think, or Cambridgeshire area, and they're doing, they're organising a week's festival over in Portugal. And there's Bob Keeley on, Darren Busby, Tim McKay, ourselves, Clearcut, and also Speed Limit themselves. So. Should be good. I've heard it's our first time, but we've heard it's going to be
it's going to be a big gig, isn't it?
Did
I also read it says there's a second week as an option, maybe?
I'm not too sure, to be honest with you, but you're best off contacting Speed Limit.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a good holiday in amongst all that?
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Hopefully not drinking too much.
No.
But you mentioned your own band name. Can we mention your website?
Yeah, of course you can.
Is it clear-cut.org.uk? .org.uk. Let me repeat that because I didn't have the microphone near my mouth. clear-cut.org.uk. I notice on there you've got a new album called Decade.
That's right, yeah.
Now, is it possible to order it online or?
Yes, you can either you can email us at clearcut@ntlworld.com. I'll repeat that, clearcut@ntlworld.com, and we can get your contact details.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then forward one through to you.
What sort of price?
We're doing £10. There's 15 tracks on there. The album was taken 4 years to record.
Because you're so busy working.
Yeah, due to a busy schedule, it's just very hard to do with all the recording, and as well as doing other people's albums as well. So
got two previous albums as well before that.
Oh wait, I didn't see that on the website.
Yeah, they go for £5 each.
Five. I'll tell you what, I'll take a copy of the latest Decade, and we could maybe. Tie it up with some kind of a quiz question and offer it as a prize.
Yeah.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, no problem, yeah.
But it's a brilliant thing that you're doing, taking this music out live to the audience. Because so many these days, it's just disco stuff, isn't it, really?
That's right, yeah. I mean, we use backing tracks, but what we do try to do live is play a lot of his instruments live. We've got the keyboards, lead guitar, Spanish guitar, acoustic guitar, mandolin.
I can see them on stage now.
Yep, and accordion as well. So we try and play as many instruments as possible live. So
let me mention this to you. I spoke to Yvonne on the telephone last night, and she says Darren plays this thing, and it goes in and out, in and out, in and out. Anyway, we were screaming with laughter because you know the way my mind probably works. And I said, do you mean an accordion? And she said, oh yeah. That's it.
It could be a trombone, though.
And we could get even more vulgar.
My dad loves Chet Atkins.
Yes, well, I saw that bit, the Chet Atkins bit.
No, we haven't backed these particular artists, but we have backed several Americans who have come across. There was a young lady who came across years ago by the name of Lola Cagle. All the way from Mississippi, we did a tour with a band called Sundown. We were the former members of Sundown, and we backed several acts, including Lola Cagle, which is American, and also Chris Kelly. We backed Chris Kelly from Chesterfield as well. We did a tour with her as well.
Excellent.
So yeah.
you've got plenty of experience of the live gigs. Did I read that you started at the age of 8 when your mum and dad told you to play keyboards instead of the drums?
10 years old I was, yeah.
10?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I used to live next door to a guy in Pontefract that was learning the violin, and that's horrendous. But I think the drums are
a
close second.
About the drums, yeah.
Sorry?
We thought the same about the drums.
They're a close second, aren't they?
We'll get him on the keyboard.